Good morning. It is August the 10th, 2025, in the year of our Lord, and the title for my message is The Good Steward. My first reading comes from the Psalm 18, verses 30 through 32. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. And my second reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking my stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. And then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous money, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? The good steward. To be a good steward for God, what does that look like for you and I? There are different words with their biblical background that describe our relation to God, given our current state of affairs, and by that I'm talking about our fallen nature as human beings. Some words that describe our relationship to God by John Wesley are the following. Debtor, as a debtor to his or her creator. We are also described as servants. And then, of course, there is the notion of being a steward. Those are just some of the words and titles fitting for humanity. But if we focus on the word steward and what it means, so what does Almighty God expect and even demand from us as a steward? First off, a steward was a trusted servant, usually one born in the household, a chief manager who provided food for all, and managed his master's goods for the well-being of all. He acted as an agent for his master with full authority to conduct business on behalf of his master. Now, maybe this illustration might help when we are talking and thinking about stewardship. This is fictitious, but it drives home the point. Once a man said, if I had extra money, I'd give it to God. But I have just enough to support myself and my family. And that same man said, if I had some extra time, I'd give it to God. But every minute is taken up with my job, my family, my clubs, and what have you, every single minute. And again, that same man said, if I had a talent, I'd give it to God. But I have no lovely voice. I have no special skill. I have never been able to lead a group. I can't think cleverly or quickly the way I would like to." And God in heaven was touched by this man's admission. And although it was not like him, God gave that man money, time, and a glorious talent. And then God waited and waited and waited. And after a period of time, God shrugged his shoulders and sighed. And then he took all those things right back from the man. The money, the time, and the glorious talent given. After a period of time, that same man shook his head and said, "If only I had some of that money back, I'd give it to God. If only I had some extra time, I'd give it to God. If I could only rediscover that glorious talent, I'd give it to God." And God said, "Be silent." And the man told some of his friends, "You know what? I'm not so sure that I believe in God anymore." The moral of that story is very simply this. God is no fool, and at some point in our life, he will say to every one of us, "Our stewardship is coming to a close because we are mortal and frail, and we will one day die." Jesus told one of his thought-provoking parables about stewardship and how one steward who was wasting his master's goods received commendation from his master. This steward in this parable of Jesus thought quickly how he could survive on his own when his master removed him from being steward and having full control of his master's resources and valuables. To use words from our day and age, the steward basically cooked the books and lowered the debt of his master's debtors. This steward is commended by his master for acting shrewdly and preparing for his own survival when his stewardship is removed from him, as the debtors would be obliged to help him when he is put out of his master's home. When you think about it, the steward outwitted and duped his master by his cunning schemes and thought. You know, many Christians become confused about the meaning and point of this parable. They struggle with the notion that in this parable, the unjust steward, the compromised steward, was commended by his master. In this parable, the unjust steward used his master's resources and his master's money to buy his friends. Christians are to use their master's money in a way that will accrue friends for eternity in the kingdom of God. We bring the salvation message offered by Christ to sinners so that they will be welcomed into eternity with God. Now, my focus is simple in this message. How are we doing as God's stewards? You know, I think as Americans, there is the prevailing idea and mindset that we can do whatever we want with our lives, our bodies, our income, and our wealth, much less our leisure time as well. We often think as Americans, let me put it this way, if you have the time and the money, then go do it. And that mindset has carried over into the American church as well. Does our faith really say that? Does the Bible teach that as well? That we can basically do whatever we want? With the caveat now, as long as it doesn't hurt someone else. If consenting adults agree to it, we can do it. That's the American ethos. However, if we choose to believe, to confess, and follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and to become a member of his church, we are a part of his body, then we are not at liberty to do as we please. And I realize that sentiment, that statement, goes against the grain of modern American society and the way so many Americans think. It is probably true for many Canadians and Europeans as well. John Wesley said, to be a good steward for Christ means the following. Number one, you and I have been entrusted to take care and watch over our souls. God has given us an eternal soul with all the powers of understanding, imagination, memory, and will, whereby we are to train our affections and our desires for the glory of God with the realization that our thoughts are not our own, as we are accountable to our good and loving Master. So what I would say to my listeners, what are you filling your soul with? Are you focusing on distractions and things that are temporal? Or are you focusing on things that are eternal? Are you reading books that are inspirational, thought-provoking, good for the soul, good for the mind, good for the heart? Not only are we entrusted with the care and watch over our souls, we are also entrusted with our bodies. As the psalmist has written, our bodies have been fearfully and wonderfully made by our Creator, with organs giving us sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. What a shame it is when we drink, when we smoke, when we abuse and misuse our bodies in all kinds of ways, not realizing that those habits and addictions will come back to haunt us in terrible ways when we get older, if we live that long. Whether it is our mouth or our hands and feet, all organs and parts of the body are members of one body, and they are to be instruments of righteousness and not evil and unrighteousness. In other words, we do not do any good or service to God and our loved ones when we do not take care of the temple of God by sinful, destructive living. As a chaplain, I saw firsthand the consequences of living a riotous life, where men and women partied up, did what they wanted when they were younger, and then here they are decades later, and now their body is turning on them. Their organs are failing, and they are in the ICU or the emergency room. Folks, decisions and actions have consequences. So we must be good stewards, not only of our souls, but our bodies as well. John Wesley also said that we are entrusted with worldly goods. What a blessing it is to have good food to eat, clean clothes to wear, and a home where we can sleep in with all the conveniences of life, and to boot, to have a job that pays for it all. You remember the old hymn, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One? Here's a line from that hymn, or a stanza. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You know, some of us have been entrusted with additional gifts, such as great human strength. Some of us have been entrusted with tremendous amounts of knowledge and learning of various degrees and kinds, having a keen insight and temperament. Here's the question, though. Are we investing these worldly goods in the kingdom of God? Are we laying up treasures on earth or in heaven? The time is swiftly approaching for all of us when we can no longer be stewards. We will not live forever on this earth, and our body will return to the dust as it was, and the spirit to God who gave it. And that comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Our stewardship will end one day. Are we ready for that moment? You know, time and will are of the essence, as we are good stewards for God. Everything is from God and everything is due God. And let me share this final story with this message from David Livingston. He was a 19th century Christian missionary. He was a pastor, and he also was an explorer in Africa. And this is what he said in hindsight, in a high-level view of his life and his ministry. He said, I place no value on anything I have or may possess, except in relation to the kingdom of God. If anything will advance the interests of the kingdom, it shall be given away or kept. Only as by giving or keeping it, I shall most promote the glory of him to whom I owe all my hopes in time and eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, and those listening to this message, are you being or becoming a good steward for God? Amen.